Yeah, welcome back. VSLoans.com.au, Brad and Carl with you for this second hour. Don't forget, when we give you the cue to call for Beat the Boys, get on the line, 922-11-882. Well, the Fremantle Dockers, Borry, they're firmly entrenched in the top five at the moment, and they'd like to add to that on the weekend when the Brisbane Lions come to town. And a man who'd like to have a big say in that joins us live from his eatery down there in Fremantle. Hello, Chris Main.
How are you going?
Going well. Where do we find you at the minute?
I'm just at Roasting Warehouse with a few of the young boys, Tommy Sheridan, Hayden Crozier, having a coffee.
Good on you. Good land. Good man. Yeah. So get a good feed in. The carbo overload, mate, is it?
Yeah, we will be, that's for sure.
Now, Maney, it's going to be another opportunity for you to continue to cement yourselves inside that top eight. It's been really good, I think, the way that as a team you've been able to go about your business in the last few weeks.
Yeah, look, As a group, we're not playing our best footy at the moment, but it does give us another opportunity to improve and improve on last week. So coming up against a side over the last month that's been playing some really good football, a young side that's got a fair few injuries and are going to be coming over here looking to challenge us. So if we're not on our game, a couple of percent off, it's going to really make it hard. But all the boys trained really well today, and with a final meeting to go tomorrow, we're looking to really, you know, push to play hard and improve our football.
How are you feeling, mate? I mean, everybody asks me everywhere we go, and Carl, how's Chris Main going? He seems to be working as hard as ever. Are you happy with the way your output of the team this year?
Yeah, look, my output this year hasn't been probably the same as the last few years with scoreboard pressure, but I feel my defensive pressure and giving my teammates the opportunity to, you know, kick the goals and score has been at the elite level as it has been probably, you know, for especially the last 4 years. So, as you know, Sumer always says, my turn will come, but as long as we're kicking the goals and we're winning, I'm extremely happy with what I'm being able to produce. So it's going to change, it's going to turn for me eventually on the scoreboard, but until then, I'm just happy to keep putting the pressure on, turn the ball over and give the boys the best opportunity.
Hey, Maney, speaking of that scoreboard pressure, you've kicked 5-7. Now, mate, you were the dead-eye dick. You were like Mark Lecrae. You're like Mark Lecrae was last year where he lost his radar. What do you put that down to? Because I know you practice, mate. I know that you probably asked this question too, but it's just not been as efficient as what you have been in the past.
No, I think I've kicked... four behinds from sets, and the two that I missed in the first game of the year, I probably put that down just to a bit of match fitness and fatigue and really couldn't centre myself. But other than that, I seriously haven't had the opportunities in the games to really probably get some consistency going with that. And like you said, you know, I practice religiously at training and all with my mental stuff, so it's going to come, it's not far off. And you see in AFL these days, every player that, you know, builds it up, misses a goal here and there. And, you know, the best set shot in the business is Jack Gunston by a mile. I love the way he plays footy and goes about his business. And he's missed a few this year. So it comes and goes. But as long as you can try and be as consistent as possible and to finish off the hard work that the boys do in the middle.
Well, just on that, the man at the top of the ladder at the moment is Luke Bruce. He's kicked 31-4. That's what we expect from you. Now, listen, from a bloke who's played at both ends of the ground, mate, can I give you a little tip? If you mark the ball in the goal square, you don't give it to the little bloke running past.
That's it. No, I'm happy to look after Ballas. He was having a day out. I think I ended up feeding him three that day. So, look, it doesn't bother me who kicks him, as long as he buys me a coffee at the end of it.
Yeah, fair enough. No, that's exactly right. But, mate, you must be impressed the way... Is the team building slowly? Do you think it's been a slow burn by design by the coaches this year? Because people are saying, oh, they're not playing top four football, but you don't want to be in round 13 or 14, do you?
Oh, look, yeah, it's been an up and down year. It's been a challenging year. We've had adversity throughout the whole year with players going down with injury and suspension, which hasn't been the ideal start. But it just shows that, you know, the young talent that we have at the club with Lachie Neal, Tom Sheridan, Hayden Crozier, it gives them an opportunity to come into the side and play their role. And we're getting plenty of games into the young boys, which is good. And for us now, it's all just about to keep improving our football and keep building towards, you know, the special part of the year.
You've had someone suspended or reported, sorry, every week of the season. Every week?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
It's been an undisciplined year, that's for sure, with some of the players. But, you know, we've taken it on board and we're trying to deal with that. And, you know, it's just, I don't think any player aims to get reported. It's, you know, unfortunately a part of football and what happens. But, you know, from now on, it's just about, you know, harder and lower than the opposition and as fair as possible as we can be.
Is there anything special going on in the rooms, like in the pre-game ramp-up? Is there a bit of boxing that goes on? Are you blokes getting into each other to make you sort of in this angry frame of mind before you go out to play? Or?
Oh, look, I don't think it's an angry frame of mind. I think we're hard and fierce at the ball, and we love competing. We love being a hard team to play against, and that's all we can ever ask of players. And, you know, what comes out with the end result sometimes is, you know, undisciplined, not what we want. So we've just got to keep putting our head down, being hard and low on the opposition and win the ball first.
A testimony to the club's depth is that you've only made just one change again this week and Clancy Pierce comes back in. So, yeah, it just goes to show how deep the team's batting at the moment, because he was out for a little while, now he's back in and someone else has to fight for air.
Yeah, that's the positivity of having probably a second side, is that when we do, you know, players do get dropped or come back from injury, they get the opportunity to play our brand of footy still. Go back to Peel Football Club, play the way that we want to play, play with the players that they train with every day, and it gives them the best opportunity to play their best football and the role that's expected of them to get them back in the main side. So that's all we expect. If you're playing for Peel or Fremantle, you play your role and you execute it, and it gives you yourself your best chance to play for the senior side.
Well, good on you, mate. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Joe from Fremantle has just sent an SMS in. He said, "Where are you, boys?" He wants to come down and say good day.
Roasting Warehouse in Fremantle. Having a great coffee here and a bit of a feed, and it's a lovely evening. The boys are actually playing Presidents and Arseholes, which is a card game, and we're chilling out.
Yeah, I know that game. Yeah, well just make sure you end up the President tonight, all right?
Yeah, I've been the President most of the night, which is good.
Good stuff. On good on you, Chris. Thanks for your time. Good luck
Thanks,
on the
guys.
Weekend.
Cheers,
Chris Main there from the Fremantle Dockers, just having a bit of a bite to eat with a few of the young blokes. Where's the Roasting Warehouse? Is that in Market Street, or where is that?
You're asking me? It's like going into foreign territory for me, mate. I live north of the river, so I don't generally go anywhere near Fremantle, to be totally honest. But no, I must say, I do head down there, but more in south, where my wife's father lives down just off South Street down there, Barney, so just around the corner. So no, I do get down there a little bit, but I've got no idea where the Roasting Warehouse is, but someone will know.
Yeah, they'll tell us either on the SMS or give us a call, 922 11 82 9999 677. This is Sports Today for YesLoans.com.au.